Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Yeah, I can go for some fuel. I can go for some fire. Yeah. What do we got this week? We have NASCAR at two different places, the Milwaukee Mile and Daytona. Trucks were out of the mile. Xfinity and the Cup were at Daytona, wrapping up the regular season. Playoffs start next week at the Lady in Black. Boy, I sound really a little weird. What do you think? Some big news. Big news. Kurt Busch has an announcement. Let's play.
Everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. We are going to kick off our media availabilities today with Kurt Busch. Kurt, you officially announced your retirement from Cup Series competition this afternoon. Would you mind just walking us through that decision and how you're feeling?
Sure. Yeah, I have a statement that I wrote, and then now we can go into some questions. But, yeah, you know, last year in Las Vegas, where my racing career began, I sat in front of many of you, and it was one of the toughest and hardest things I've ever had to do in my racing career, and that was to talk about not being behind the wheel of a race car. After decades spent at a racetrack with helmet in hand, preparing to compete, I was forced to take a step back and focus on my health. While stepping away from full-time racing for the 2023 season, it's been difficult, but it has provided me with a different perspective and more time to continue focusing on my recuperation and reflect on all that the sport has given me and all that I still have left to give back to it. Racing at NASCAR's highest level requires every last bit of focus, heart, stamina, and determination. And I know right now I can't give what is required to compete at that level week in and week out. So I'm officially announcing my retirement from NASCAR Cup Series competition. Over the last several months, being out of the car, I've appreciated the opportunity to remain actively involved with 2311, Monster Energy, and the Toyota Racing family. And as I can do all that I can to continue making this race team one of the best in motorsport. I guess it's fitting that at age 45, my 23 years as a full-time driver in NASCAR would culminate in working with 2311 to impart the knowledge I have for our drivers and our team. And as I transition out of the driver's seat, I can't help but feel incredibly blessed to have spent the amount of time I did as a driver in NASCAR. And I could never have imagined it growing up as a blue-collar kid from Las Vegas. So many people have been part of my journey. I want to thank the fans, my family, friends, sponsors, and team members. Thanks to everyone who has taught me the different things around the motorsports world, and also for those who have had to put up with me. I want to just thank again everyone that continues to push me to strive for success in this sport. It's time for a new journey, and I'm excited to get started.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll go ahead and start up here with Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Talk about this journey. Can you explain what that journey looks like at this point in time, and you know what does the future hold for Kurt Busch?
Yeah, it's difficult to know which avenues will lead to what here in the short-term future. Still wanting to get doctor approval and to get cleared, that's the first step. That's what I need to do personally. Then we'll have opportunities to talk to different motorsports teams, different sponsors, and doing other races. But the perspective and taking a little step back from being in the car every week, the most joy that I've found is that everything has slowed down for me to help analyze the data, to give advice to Bubba and to give advice to Tyler, the engineering staff, the team members at 2311. Like, it's really neat having all of this current knowledge and having the opportunity to be able to digest it and to give back to this team. So that's the short-term goal.
And one more, going into this decision, obviously it's very emotional for you and obviously your fans, your family. Can you talk about how you came to this culmination and what the timing and everything to tell us?
Yeah, it's not one moment that's led to this. It's a few different factors. and my body is just having a battle with father time. I've had arthritis ever since I can remember. My gout is flared up so much that I can barely walk on some days, just pushing to get through physical therapy and to continue the workouts. I remember last summer I was trying to not show that emotion, and I barely could even walk to the car at Dover because I had to have some shots pre-race just so that I could move my knee and move my feet. Those are those moments where things were starting to add up before things happened at Pocono. So father time, I'm 45 years old. I'm very happy, complacent, and there's nothing that I look back on and regret about having this opportunity at the top level of NASCAR.
All right, we'll go to Bob in the...
There you have Kurt Busch retiring from full time. He didn't say completely, but I think it is. If you remember, a certain other driver had a nasty wreck at Daytona. Drove the 28. Been on my show. Has a son moving up. I'm Facebook friends with them. Ernie Irvin, Swervin' Irvin. Remember Swervin' Irvin? Nasty wreck. Didn't happen to Kurt. Concussions. Just certain things, you know. You can't get healed from. And the severity of that type of thing is kind of not so good. But anyway, it's good to see Kurt wanting to stay in the sport, help the team. He made some very good points. I mean, it's not like, you know, he was a mediocre driver, get a win here and there. No, he won a Cup Series championship. That says a lot. So, you can only do what your body will let you. Everybody gets old. Well, not everybody gets old, but the goal in life is to get old. So, some people don't make it, and it's sad for them. But in the scheme of things, it's not so much how long you live, but what you live doing to what you can accomplish and what gives you fulfillment. I've done a lot of things that I can proudly say, you know, life experiences come often, and I'm glad to have a lot of life experiences. I mean, I'm not that young. I'm older than him. I'm 25 years older than him. So, he's young enough to be my kid, but nah, he's not. But then again, you know, Kyle's still around, and you just hate to see somebody you know you've watched retire on something like that. I mean, you just wish they just say, screw it, I'm too old to handle this. Let me kick back and enjoy my life. And like you said, watch things from an outside perspective, even though you're inside. You don't have to do that daily grind. But, you know, that's the big news of the week. Kurt Busch hanging up the helmet. So, just one of those things that happened. Another big news I saw on Sunday. We'll get into the wrap-up of the IndyCar race and the Cup race and the NASCAR races and the ARCA race. I'm doing them up now. GMS, Gallagher Motorsports, is shutting its doors. Now, if you all know Gallagher Motorsports, they've fielded some top-level truck series teams. Fran Enfinger, Matt Crafton, you know, to name a few. Allegiant Airlining is the owner's first project. I had one of them on the show because one of Al Brown, who was handling stuff for Gallagher, a Facebook friend who I hooked up with, former Marine veteran like myself, we had that bond there, good old jarhead bond, and they fed me drivers. I've been a little lazy getting guests on, I don't know. But that's the kind of thing that happens. You know, you do things for, when did I start this? 99? We've been on the air a good long time now on the internet. I'm debating on whether to show my ugly mug on, like, doing it on YouTube, but it'd have to be something with a co-host, something different. Like me and Jeff with the They Still Live podcast. Again, somebody you meet in your journey through what you're doing in life. On a WNJC radio, covering Dover, meeting people like Anne Marie Rhodes, the first ever Miss Sprint Cup. We keep in touch every so often, not as a regular. Shauna Robinson. I got to get a hold of her. I'm going to talk to her a bit. Things like that. Jamie Little. Met her when she was with ESPN doing pit road coverage. She's still doing pit road coverage, but she's also in the booth on some truck series races and the ARCA series. So she's getting to be the, I got to ask her what she likes better, the pits or the booth? At least in the booth, you're staying in air condition. Yeah. But that's, maybe I'll text her after the show. Again, life's journey brings you through things. I remember Tommy Roberts. He was Kurt Busch's PR guy when they made the top 10 in the Cup Series. The champions banquet and luncheon, and I went to that. It was in Times Square, and then one was at the ESPN Zone. The other one was at, the best one was at the Hard Rock. Then we go to the 21 Club, which is an old speakeasy that's now, I guess, a private member thing. One of those things, you know. There was Kurt Busch. They were looking for people to go around, and they had the top 10 sitting in chairs, and the media just go up and start popping questions. I saw Tommy there. I went over, he's waving me on, and like, I asked to talk to Kurt Busch. He's very calculated in how he speaks. I will say that. I'm sure you heard it. He had a prepared statement. I would have just wung it, but that's me. Anyway, good luck, Kurt. Godspeed, and you'll probably be in a booth somewhere. I've seen you do some of the booth stuff when they used to bring cup drivers in there on the minor league side. So you'd be pretty good in the broadcast booth. I bet you that's where you'll be. Where you could actually see everything from above. Get that gist. Like Dale Jr. He's in the booth now. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. All righty, let's get to the Milwaukee Mile, do some ARCA racing. The Sprecher 150 Fire Brewed Craft Soda. Okay, I'm glad they give a little description on what that product is. I think Skechers shoes, but no, this is Sprecher. Anyway, taking the checkered flag was William Sawlich. Sawlich. Jesse Love came in second. Sean Hingrani was third. Connor Jones, fourth. Grant Enfinger, speaking of Grant, came in fifth. Luke Fenhouse. Andres Perez de Lara, seventh. LeVar Scott, eighth. Jake Finch, ninth. Gus Dean, tenth. And Christian. And then here's a famous name. Frankie Muniz. Remember him? Malcolm in the Middle? Race car driver now. Good for him. Must be having fun. He's been doing it for a while. Went from sports cars in California to stock cars. And, you know, starting in the younger series. Earning some points. He was in the points lead for a while. Right now he's third. We have Jesse Love leading the points in the ARC series. Andres Perez de Lara in second. Frankie's third. He's not too far back. He's 17 points out. So come on, Frankie. We'll have to get you the GTL effect. Christian Rose is fourth. John Garrett, fifth. A.J. Moyer, sixth. Brad Smith, seventh. In eighth, Tony Breidinger. She's been running, I think, trucks of late, so she wasn't in this race. She's run one. She's only run 10 of the 15, and she's eighth in points. I mean, ninth is William Sawalik. And 10th, there's a name that I can't say without a chuckle, Jack Wood. And the other ladies in the field, let's take a look. Mandy Chick. Amber Balsan. I haven't seen much from her in a while. She didn't have a good finish. She was 40. Oh, that's points, 42nd. Well, she's only been in three races. It's hard to climb the ladder. And apparently in the ARCA series, to be in the top 10, you want to at least be in seven races. But, you know, somebody getting their feet wet. Even Grant Enfinger's only been in two races. Well, he's a truck series driver. He bounced back and forth. There's a big difference. Josh Rayom, he used to drive for Beaver Motorsports, or was it Tracy Johnson? Again, people I've met, DJ Bell used to drive for Beaver Motorsports. Just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday, TJ. I wished your birthday on your birthday, but see, that's where social media comes in. Not this, ooh, you can't say this crap. You meet your friends. Connect with your friends. So, all right. When's the next truck race? I mean, ARCA race schedule. Schedule, ARCA Menard series. Wait. Race info, events. Okay, August 27th was that one. September 3rd, Labor Day weekend. Looks like a doit. Dirt track, the Southern Illinois 100 at the DeCoin State Fairgrounds. Those will be racing this weekend, Labor Day. I think of Labor Day, I think of the Lady in Black. So we'll see how everybody shows up then. Let's see if I can get a hold of. I usually get an email from Rhett Jones. That's who has Frankie. Let's see if we get Frankie. All righty. Off to Madison, Illinois. The Bomarito Auto Group 500 NTT IndyCar Series. Remember when it was the Verizon IndyCar Series? Well, you know, somebody posts up a lot of cash, you stick their name in front of yours. And IndyCar back on the oval, the 1.25. Used to be called Gateway. Remember Gateway? To be across from the St. Louis Gateway Arch. So it used to be Gateway. Was owned by Dover Motorsports. They may still do. I don't know. Check. Been to their website. I haven't been to Dover. I miss Dover. I used to go there every twice a year. Drive home, drive down, drive home. You know, it was a commute. I didn't have to get a hotel. I could hang out there. I could have done that with Pocono, but it's a lot farther drive. Pocono was Pocono. Dover was 70 miles away. Where I live now, that's an hour drive. When I lived down there, it was an hour and a half to 2 hour drive. Good old Jersey traffic. Anyway, a little bit of me rambling on a bit too much. Scotty Dixon taking the checkered flag. Pato Award was second. David Malukas. Third, Alexander Rossi. Fourth, Scott McLaughlin. Fifth, Colton Herta. Sixth, remember Brian Herta? Probably his kid. Alex Palou. Seventh, Felix Rosenqvist. Eighth, Will Power. Ninth, and Marcus Ericsson rounds out your top ten. So where were some of the other big names? Ryan Hunter-Reay was 14th. Graham Rahal, Mr. Courtney Force, 20th. Elio Castroneves, man. 23rd, Eddie Carpenter. Eddie Carpenter and Sarah Fisher joined forces. Well, Sarah Fisher was a driver. She retired from driving. She'd been on the show, and her and Eddie Carpenter formed a team, and he drove. And I wonder what happened to Sarah. I miss Sarah. Again, ladies in motorsports that have a shot and don't know what happens to them unless they have babies and get married. But that's and Joseph Newgarden, Takuma Sato, they got wrecked. They call it contact. I call it accident. Anyway, winner's average speed was 149.81. It's better than the road course where you only go on your average speed like 80. Time of the race, 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 9 seconds. Margin of victory. How many laps was it against first place guy from the second place guy? 22.22 seconds. Oh, there you go. Three cars on the lead lap. That's it. Two cautions for 22 laps, 10 lead changes amongst six drivers. 22 seconds around a mile and a quarter track. That was damn near lapping the field, I would have to say, judging by the amount of time. Unless they miskeyed it and it was only 2.2256. That would make more sense. But what do I know? Okay, in your point standings, in first place, Alex Palou, Scotty Dixon, got a long road to hoe with only about three races left. In second, Joseph Newgarden, third, Pato Award, fourth, McLaughlin, fifth, Ericsson, sixth, Power, seventh, Lundgaard, eighth, Rossi, ninth, and rounding out your top ten is Colton Herta. Colton's only not too far back from jumping a couple spots. He's got 331 points. Rossi's 339, and Lundgaard is 343. That's the difference between finishing in the top 10 and them finishing in the back bottom 20s, the upper 20s, actually, what I would call the bottom 20s. 27th, 28th. But anyway, there's your indie, windy. You got U.S. Nationals coming up this week at Lucas Oil Raceway Park in Indianapolis. That's the big event for NHRA. That's their Daytona. Speaking of which, go to, back out to, the Milwaukee Mile. And taking the checkered flag, winning both stages as well, getting all the playoff points. This is a playoff race, so he locks into round two. There aren't too many rounds in this. So your top 10, you win the lock into the next round and gain those playoff points. Grant Enfinger takes the win. He locks in. Carson Hocevar second, Christian Eckes third, fourth, Corey Haim, Matt Crafton, again, Gallagher Motorsports, fifth, Chase Purdy, sixth, Ty Majeski, seventh, Derek Krause, eighth, Jake Garcia, ninth, Bailey Curry rounds out your top 10. There's one guy I figured he's getting his feet wet. He'll be in the playoffs next year, I guarantee, is the 11th place finisher, Tanner Gray. He has one major championship in the NHRA, the Pro Stock Champion. He was one of them tweeners. He won a championship between Eric Enders winning championships. But, yeah, you got to – he'll be in there. Let's see, Haley Deegan, 22nd. Now, she runs in the SRX series. And then she's racing against some big, you know, like Marco Andretti and, you know, names like that. Kenny Schrader, former big-time people. Well, anyway, the time of the race, 2 hours, 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Average speed, 85.683 miles per hour. Margin of victory, 1.53 seconds. Now, that's about right. That's the margin of victory. This is his Enfinger's 10th career truck series win. I thought he would have had more than that. Anyway, 7 cautions for 44 laps, 5 lead changes amongst 5 drivers, 175 lap total, no overtime. Not with domination like that. Wait, you never know. But that's neither here nor there. Let's check out the Truck Series points. Error while opening document. You know, let me hit a refresh on that. Sometimes, again, they don't. The link sometime is broken, so let me find another route because, you know, that pack. That's the group thing. The whole thing is down. Wonder if my internet is there. Nope, internet not down. It's NASCAR's connections. Go figure. Anyway, let's see if we can try it again. Driver's points. Come on up this time. There we go. Little glitch. All right, your points leader. This is your playoff 10. It's Corey Haim. Christian Eckes is second. Grant Enfinger with the win. Locks in. And then you have Carson Hocevar in fourth. Ty Majeski 5th, Zane Smith 6th, Matt Crafton 7th, 8th, Nick Sanchez 9th, Ben Rhodes. Rounding out your top 10 is Matt DiBenedetto. And he's at the bottom of the points, so Matt, if you want to get up there, you have a good run, buddy. Yeah. Tanner Gray was 11th in points, and he's 11th in the results. Interesting. Okay, there we go. Let's get to some audio. See what our winner had to say. And this was prior to the announcement that Gallagher Motorsports was shutting down. Yeah, you don't like to hear when a team that's been around forever calls it a day. Come on. Where you at? There we go.
All right, everyone. We are now joined by today's winner of the Clean Harbors 175 at the Milwaukee Mile, Grant Enfinger, driver of the number 23 Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Grant, you locked yourself into the next round. Dominant performance, to say the least. Swept the stages, won the race. Talk about how you were able to do that today in that battle with Josevar toward the end there.
Yeah, we just had a really, really good Champion Power Equipment Chevrolet. I mean, honestly, that's what it boiled down to. I think we were top 10 truck yesterday. We weren't bad, just nothing real special. But Jeff's tweaks, it was all in the right direction. That first stage, I felt like, okay, we hit on something. Still feel like we were a little bit tight in the center of that first stage and started using up the right rear tire by the end of it. But then the second stage, those adjustments, we were pretty much wiped out at that point. We had given up a little bit of track position there. It took me a long time to get by the 11 truck. But at that point, the second stint and then the last stint, I feel like we were clearly the best truck and able to use multiple grooves to get around here. Coming here, I was worried about it being kind of single file in that second groove, but track widened out really well. Still wasn't easy to pass guys by any means, but you could move around. The thing was that the guy in front of you could kind of watch his mirror some and you're trying to roll his outside, he'd slide up there, the 11, and Carson both did that to me a couple of times. But, overall, I feel like the track put on a great race. We had a lot of fall off, so there's guys towards the end of that first stage. I know they were holding on, but I think that provides for really good racing. I hope the fans enjoyed it. Obviously, when you have a truck that good, I'm of course, going to enjoy it. But I think we did help everybody out with our pit road stuff. It was very frustrating. Our guys hammered out two really good pit stops the first two times, but was just blocked in. Had to back up on both stops, and the last one I angled out really well. Probably gave up a little bit on entering my pit stop, but angled out really well, and then I don't know what happened. It was just a bad pit stop, and just had a little mess up on execution, but the truck was good enough to overcome it. And the two restarts there worked out, able to kind of get through the chaos on the first one and went from 14th to 9th. And then I got a little bit of help with the choose and ended up choosing 8th instead of what I figured we would be 10th right there. So got a good restart there and, got to the outside of the 19 for 3rd. At that point, I was like, okay, I feel really good about this. But then, it took a while to run down Carson, and it was pretty tough to just pass him. I mean, his truck was really, really good. Those 15 laps he had on his tires didn't really hurt him that bad, I don't feel like. So those guys, it was fun racing with them. We were both sliding around right there, and, it was definitely not easy to get around them. But once we were, I feel like we were kind of lights out after that and just praying that we weren't going to see a caution. I felt good about our chances if we did, but I didn't want Jeff to have to make that call if we come down pit road or not.
Awesome.
There you have Grant Enfinger talking about his win. Sorry if you heard me yelling at something. It was my cat, or one of them. And I needed to get him to where if he was going to hurl, not on where he was currently sitting. But I should have shut the mic off during the video, but you know, hey, sometimes you do things and you don't have time to do certain things to get there. Anyway, let's go to the Xfinity series. And who takes the win? Justin the Little Gator Allgaier. Driver number 7. Junior Motorsports vehicle. Sheldon Creed was 2nd. Daniel Hemric 3rd. Parker Kligerman. He was 4th. We're at Daytona now, so. Then he was in the pit road the next day, so. 5th, Cole Custer. Ryan Sieg, 7th. Parker Retzlaff, 8th. Anthony Alfredo. I mean, Parker Retzlaff, 7th. Ryan Sieg, 6th. I mean, I skipped the position here. Got the name right, position wrong. 8th, Anthony Alfredo. 9th, Gray Golding. And then rounding out your top 10, Justin Haley. In 11th place, the guy I had on the show a few times back in my NJC days. I caught up with him at Dover and Richmond, none other than, that's right, you've heard of the name Earnhardt? Well, this is Dale Jr.'s half-brother, Jeff. Actually, or is it his nephew? Nephew Jeff. Hurry's son, yeah. Jeffrey Earnhardt. And then you had, I mean, you know, another generation of Earnhardt and 12th Jeb Burton. Now, Jeb is Jeff's son, and Harrison is Ward's son. There's some names that I've interviewed here in this one. Jordan Anderson, 15th. He took over. He's running Xfinity now. He owned a Truck Series team. Drove for TJL Motorsports, Tracy Johnson Lowe, who used to be partnered with Mark Beaver for Beaver Motorsports, see? And I interviewed him at a request. I have to get them on. The NASCAR twins, Ashley and Brittany Cody, living up in Maine. You want to hear something funny? Ashley Cody, going out with a crew member, who actually lived in Williamstown, New Jersey. Williamstown, New Jersey, next to Turnersville, New Jersey. I lived in Turnersville, New Jersey. Small world. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The race took 2 hours, 12 minutes, 14 seconds. Average speed, 124.779. Margin of victory. Ooh, this is like a photo finish to this one. 0.005 seconds. 0.005, yeah. 110 laps, 275 miles. I'm thinking that's overtime. I could be wrong. I'm trying to think. I have to do some math, see, 250, the Wawa 250 powered by Coca-Cola. I miss a Wawa. They're spreading out a bit, but I haven't made it this far. One of those convenience stores that grew into a super convenience store, you know, gas station, sandwiches, that kind of stuff. If you live in this area, I guess the closest thing you could find that would match that would be a Sheetz. But they don't have the sandwiches, the deli sandwiches. They didn't cut lunch. Wawa used to cut lunch meat, make the sandwich fresh. A nice hoagie roll. You can get a nice hoagie, call them subs. Some places call them grinders. I think grinders only when you toast the roll. You're getting my memory going. Anyway, with the win, this was Allgaier, 21st career Xfinity Series victory. He's got a few this year, I think. I think he's got two, but let's go find. We had 6 cautions for 32 laps. And 20 lead changes amongst 9 drivers. That's where the freight train drafts come in handy. You get in a group, you pass the inside, pass the outside, the outside, pass the inside. If you're not doing good, you hope that you get a late restart. Maybe not so much overtime, but you have enough to where if you're on the front row, you can get pushed ahead of the bottom row or bottom row pushed ahead of the top row and hang on, making sure nobody wrecks behind you so you can come around and take the checkered flag. Usually how first-time winners at Daytona do it. So, that being said, let's take a look at the points. It's playoffs. They're coming. Driver. I don't need to see owner points. I don't care. The owners, they get their own trophy. Okay, wow. We're still not playoff bound because they add 1,000 points to your score. So, that being said, your top 12 are your points. Your playoff guys, contenders. Nobody's locked in yet. So, I mean, Allgaier is locked in. He has 2 wins. He was locked in. I said he had another one this season. So, therefore, Austin Hill leads your points. Justin Allgaier is 2nd. He's 27 behind the leader, but John Hunter Nemechek, believe it or not, has 5 wins this season is in 3rd, but he's only 1 point out of 2nd. Cole Custer, 4th. Sam Mayer, 5th. Josh Berry, 6th. Sheldon Creed is 7th. Daniel Hemric, 8th. Chandler Smith is 9th. Parker Kligerman is 10th. He's not locked in, but Riley Herbst is 11th, and Sammy Smith is 12th. And here's the caveat. Caveat is number 13, Jeb Burton. Why? He has a win. So he will move up into the locked-in category, and that would put him ahead of that would move Riley Herbst and Parker Kligerman down. So Riley Herbst would probably be bumped out. Now, if you go way down in 29th spot in the points, Ryan Truex, he has a win. He's only made 6 starts. I don't know if he's eligible. He is pretty down there. There's only 49 cars running for points. So that's if Truex makes it in with 6 starts and has a win, I have to check what the rules are. Anyway, but this might be the end of the regular season for them as well. All right, let's get where's Justin? Justin Allgaier, where you at, buddy? That's weird. Friday. They ran Friday night. Here we go. Where's Justin?
All right. We are now joined by winner of tonight's Wawa 250 powered by Coca-Cola, driver of the number 7 Junior Motorsport Chevrolet, Justin Allgaier. Justin, this is your first win here at Daytona. How does that feel?
Oh, first of all, sorry for keeping you all a little delayed here. I know it's already a night race, so it's pretty late. But to come here to Daytona, to be here so many times and to be close to winning so many times, you know, I even go back to the spring race and, you know, depending on where the caution comes out, we might win, we might not. And to be able to do it tonight with a photo finish like we did, such a great race car, such a great race, really, honestly, for us. You know, I was disappointed. You know, Trevor and I had a spirited battle there for the lead, and then that caution on the restart really shook things up. And, you know, you go through those late race restarts, and you're never really sure what's going to happen. But just proud of everybody at Junior Motorsports, you know, to put Hellman's back in victory lane, all of our partners at Unilever. You know, the Brants, tonight was Miss Evelyn Brant Thomas's 100th birthday party, and it was her 100th birthday today. So cool to get a victory and a checkered flag for her. You know, the Hendrick Engine Department, everybody at Chevrolet. I mean, this is the place that dreams are made of. And you know, I know that you know, the driver doesn't mean as much probably here as they do at some of the other tracks. This is such a if your car is really good, you can really excel. But you know, the team did a fantastic job, giving me a great race car, and just really surreal. This one's going to take a while to sink in.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open it up to questions. We'll go right up here to Chris. And then to Bob.
Hey. There you have Justin Allgaier. All right, on to the main event of the series. The main event of the weekend. Let me get that right. Here we are, NASCAR Cup Series. Season ending results for the Coke Zero Sugar 400. It used to be Coke Zero, and then they put Zero Sugar. Like, what do you got? Artificial sweeteners? Got to be careful of that stuff. I had sugar free peanut butter cups. Don't eat too many. Everybody says no more than 4, but I didn't know that. I finished the bag out because, and something wasn't kind to me, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, taking the checkered flag for his first win at Daytona, not his first win, driver of the 17, RFK, that's Roush Fenway Keselowski Motorsports, which is a Ford, because Roush has had Ford since the get-go. Chris Buescher, finishing second, his teammate and sort of kind of car owner, Brad Keselowski. Eric Amarola, the third, another Ford. First Chevy and fourth is Chase Elliott. And we go back to Ford in fifth, Joey Logano. Then Alex Bowman, sixth. We go from, you got seventh is Kyle Busch, another Chevy. William Byron, another Chevy, eighth. Kevin Harvick, ninth. And rounding out your top ten is Corey LaJoy. Okay, with that being said, time of the race, 2 hours, 34 minutes, 22 seconds. Your stage winners were Martin Truex Jr., who was 24th. Running, no, in other words, he didn't wreck, and stage two winner, Brad Keselowski. So they split the playoff points. Not that Truex needs, he's got a few wins. So anyway, 3 cautions for 18 laps. I think if you're going to do the stage thing, then stage one was clean. The first caution was actually the stage ending caution, which I think they ought to just change that. I don't think they ought to call it a rate that as a caution. They ought to rate that as give it a different flag, like a yellow something. Well, no, they give you the green white the green and white checkered flag, not like the overtime green white checker, but it's a green and white checkered flag for a stage win. But I shouldn't call that a caution. That would be called stage intermission. Hello, NASCAR. It's Vinny B here from Garage Talk Live. Don't list the stage enders as cautions because the yellow doesn't come out to slow up the traffic. A checkered flag comes out to slow up the traffic. So there's three cautions for 18 laps. One was a red flag for 9 minutes and 28 seconds because of a wild wreck. Now, this is one of those ones you look and you say, crap. Ryan Preece. Went a little sideways, and then his car got up in the air so high that it barrel rolled about you can go watch the replay. I can't show it here. How many times before it grazed the ground, came up, rolled again a few times. I mean, this thing, it was a spectacular wreck. And the only reason why I say that, due to the safety features, we did not get hurt. He might have got a little wonky, but he got out of the car and was standing. But they just packed him on a stretcher as a precaution and hold him to the care center. Now, if you remember, Rusty Wallace took a fan, Ryan Newman, out of Daytona, and that's what led to a lot of the aerodynamic changes, the restrictor plates, but apparently it doesn't matter. I mean, they found ways to make the driver safer with safer barriers than did the Honda device, which was due to a Dale Earnhardt death. Various things to keep the driver from getting seriously injured, but when you see it on TV, you're either wow and oh my god, I hope he's all right. Here's a little rule of thumb when it comes to wrecks: the faster you stop in a wreck, the worse it is. You know, the energy of the impact has no way to be absorbed gradually. Now, you start flipping around like that, then you land on your roof, you should be okay, but that's probably where an injury might occur. But if you land on your wheels, you're better off. And that car did land on its wheels. So, while it was a wild-looking wreck, I sat there and watched it. Boy, I'll tell you, all the safety features they put cannot stop that, but it does keep the driver safer. All right, as the end of the regular season goes, let's check out our driver's points and the line. Cup Series driver's points. I'm almost out of time here. I got to schedule it for 90 minutes. All righty. Here's your lineup. Martin Truex Jr. leads the points. They didn't reset them, so I guess that'll be the next race, the first playoff race. Denny Hamlin, second. William Byron, third. Christopher Bell, fourth. Frank K, fifth. Chris Buescher, sixth. Kyle Larson, seventh. Eighth, Kevin Harvick, ninth. Kyle Busch, 10th. Ross Chastain, 11th. Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, 12th, Ryan Blaney, 13th, Bubba Wallace got lucky, he was able to lock in on points, 14th, Michael McDowell, 15th, 16th, Daniel Suarez, he might be the odd man out because he's 16th, and right below him, with a win, so he's locked in. And 17th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Now, Shane Van Giesbergen, who won the Chicago race, is not playoff eligible because he's above 30th place. I think you have to be at least in 30th. So there you have your points lineup. So Bubba gets spared. And here we go. All right, let's hear from our winner, Chris Buescher. Where are you at, Chris? Oh, come on. Man. Oh, my computer locked up. Well, I guess we can't get a hold of Chris, so let's just sign off now. Wish you all a happy day. It is Tuesday. Hopefully you're avoiding any tropical storms or wildfires or anything like that. And I'm Vinny B. See you all next week. Good day. Good racing.